Hey there, and welcome back to the Synthetronic 80s, where we play the best of 1980s synth pop, dance pop, and pop rock music, with a mix of mainstream and lesser known tracks, so hopefully you'll hear something new. On today's show, we'll hear from Wham, ABC, The Eurythmics, Sass Jordan, REM, and more. But first, let's get things started with the song Victim of Love from Erasure, a British electronic duo that rose to success in the mid-80s with a lineup featuring singer Andy Bell and former Depeche Mode co-founder Vince Clark.
Feel like these, I'm thrown and overblown with blue. multitude of angels, and they're playing with my heart, yeah.
Must be talking to an angel.
Thank you.
Let's run through what we played in the first half. After Victim of Love, we heard There Must Be an Angel from Eurythmics, a synth-pop masterpiece that gained the duo their only UK number one hit and features a harmonica solo by music legend Stevie Wonder, and a dream pop track from Vancouver's Strange Advance with their beautifully moody 1982 masterpiece Worlds Away. Next up was Game of Another Kind from rock queen Sash Jordan of Montreal, before we closed out our first half with a 1987 Euro disco breakout hit Call Me from Italian pop diva Spagna. And now let's get back to the music with some classic pop rock, with Doing It All for My Baby by Huey Lewis and the News, an American pop rock band that dominated the airwaves during the mid to late 80s.
Ooh. We are going, baby. Ain't no such word as baby.
Hey again. We started the second half with Doing It All For My Baby, followed by Body Rock from American vocalist Maria Vidal, best known for this high-tempo 1984 movie title theme. I'm Your Man from British pop duo Wham, which captured the number one spot on the UK singles chart. And Shattered Dreams from Johnny Hates Jazz, an elegant English sophistopop project that released their iconic debut album back in 1987. Next up was The One I Love from American alternative rock icons R.E.M., Blame It on the Rain from Milli Vanilli, a dance pop duo that achieved major international fame in the late 80s before their infamous lip-syncing scandal, which stormed to number one on the US Billboard Hot 100, and Baby I Don't Care from England's punk-tinged outfit Transvision Vamp. To close out the show this week, I'll leave you with some smooth, brass-heavy new romantic pop from ABC with their 1982 song The Look of Love, a track that reached number one on the Canadian charts. Thanks for listening, and hope you catch the next episode in a week. Take care.
There must be a solution to the one thing we can